Hare Krishna. So this today I was just thinking Narasingadev's appearance today. We'll read a little bit from Srimad Bhagavatam about Narasingadev and Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes, and evening also we'll be discussing, but I thought maybe we'll today, just for a change, we'll read from Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes, Narasingadev's pastimes. So we are reading from this is 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So what I will do is we'll read Prabhupada's, some slokas and Prabhupada's translations and purports. Then we'll discuss a little bit about Prahlad Maharaj's and Narasingadev's pastimes. So I'm just reading, maybe I won't read the slokas because So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of Demons, text number 11. Hiranyakashipu replied, "You rascal, you are trying to minimize my value as if you are better than me at controlling the senses. This is over intelligent. I can therefore understand that you desire to die at my hands. For this kind of nonsensical talk is indulged in by those who are about to die. Most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a supreme being other than me, a supreme being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar?" So this is the scene set here. So purport by Srila Prabhupada. Demons sometimes declare to a devotee that they cannot accept the existence of God because they cannot see him. But what the demon does not know is stated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.25. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by yoga maya. The Lord is open to being seen by devotees, but non-devotees cannot see him. The qualification for seeing God is stated in Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hrudayeshu vilokayanti. A devotee who has developed genuine love for Krishna can always see him everywhere, whereas a demon, not having a clear understanding of the Supreme Lord, cannot see him. When Hiranyakasipu was threatening to kill Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad certainly saw the column standing before him and his father, and he saw that Lord was present in the pillar to encourage him not to fear his demoniac father's words. The Lord was present before to protect him. Hiranyakasipu marked Prahlad's observation and asked him, "Where is your God?" Prahlad Maharaj replied, "He is everywhere." Then Hiranyakasipu asked, "Why is he not in this pillar before me?" Thus, in all circumstances, the devotee can always see the Supreme Lord, whereas the non-devotee cannot. Prahlad Maharaj has here been addressed by his father as the most unfortunate. Hiranyakasipu thought himself extremely fortunate because he possessed the property of the universe. Prahlad Maharaj, his legitimate son, was to have inherited this vast property. But because of his impudence, he was going to die at his father's hand. Therefore, the demoniac father considered Prahlad the most unfortunate because Prahlad would not be able to inherit his property. Hiranyakasipu did not know that Prahlad Maharaj was the most fortunate person within the three worlds because Prahlad was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such are the misunderstandings of the demons. They do not know that a devotee is protected by the Lord in all circumstances. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Text number 13. "Because you are speaking so much nonsense, I shall now sever your head from your body. Now let me see your most worshipable God come to protect you. I want to see it." Being obsessed with anger, Hiranyakasipu, who was very great in bodily strength, thus chastised his exalted devotee son Prahlad with harsh words. Cursing him again and again, Hiranyakasipu took up his sword, got up from his royal throne, and with great anger struck his fist against the column. Then from within the pillar came a fearful sound which appeared to crack the covering of the universe. Oh my dear Yudhishthir, this sound reached even the abodes of the demigods like Lord Brahma, and then the demigods heard it. They thought, oh, now our planets are being destroyed. While showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakasipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful tumultuous sound which had never before been heard. Upon hearing the sound, the other leaders of the demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of that sound in the assembly. Text number 17. To prove that statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Report by Srila Prabhupada. When Hiranyakasipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar? Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, yes, my Lord is present everywhere. Therefore, to convince Hiranyakasipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakasipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlada's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlada Maharaja's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, don't worry, I am present here. By manifesting his form as Narsingadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakasipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. When Hiranyakasipu looked all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord, which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakasipu wondered, what is this creature? What is half that is half man and half lion? Hiranyakasipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Narsingadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled the molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded in the dimensions of his fearful face. His deadly teeth and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils were and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, and his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs of his body as white as rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled the flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, and lotus, and all natural weapons. Hiranyakasipu murmured himself, Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakasipu attacked the Lord like an elephant. Just a small insect falls forcefully into a fire, and the insignificant creature becomes invisible. When Hiranyakasipu attacked the Lord, who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakasipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his spiritual effulgence. Thereafter, the great demon Hiranyakasipu, who was extremely angry, swiftly attacked Narsingadev with his club and began to beat him. Lord Narsingadev, however, captured the great demon along with his club, just as Garuda might capture a great snake. O Yudhishthir, O great son of Bharata, when Narsingadev gave Hiranyakasipu a chance to slip from his hand, just as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who had lost their abodes and who were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon did not consider that incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed. When Hiranyakasipu was freed from the hands of Narsingadev, he falsely thought that the Lord was afraid of his prowess. Therefore, after taking a little rest from the fight, he took up his sword and shield again, attacked the Lord with great force. making a loud, shrill sound of laughter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, who is extremely strong and powerful, captured Hiranyakasipu, who was protecting himself with his sword and shield, leaving no gaps open. With the speed of a hawk, Hiranyakasipu moved sometimes in the sky and sometimes on the earth. His eyes closed because of fear of Narsingadev's laughter. As a snake captures mouse or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Narsingadev captured Hiranyakasipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakasipu moved his limbs here and there and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Narsingadev placed the demon on his lap, supporting with his thighs, and in the doorway of the assembly hall, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakasipu had received from Lord Brahma the benediction that he would not die in the hand, in the land or in the sky. Therefore, to keep the promise of Lord Brahma intact, Narsingadev placed Hiranyakasipu's body on his lap, which was neither land nor sky. Hiranyakasipu had received the benediction that he would not die either during the day or night. Therefore, to keep his promise of Brahma, the Lord killed Hiranyakasipu in the evening, which is the end of the day and the beginning of the night, but is neither day nor night. Hiranyakasipu had taken a benediction from Lord Brahma that he would not die from any weapon or be killed by any person, dead or alive. Therefore, just to keep the word of Lord Brahma, Lord Narsingadev pierced Hiranyakasipu's body with his nails, which were not weapons, were neither living nor dead. Indeed, the nails can be called dead, but at the same time, they can be said to be alive. To keep intact of Lord Brahma's benediction, Lord Narsingadev paradoxically, but very easily killed with great demon Hiranyakasipu. Lord Narsingadev's mouth and mane were sprinkled with drops of blood, and his fierce eyes, full of anger, were impossible to look at. Licking at the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narsingadev, decorated with a garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakasipu's abdomen, resembled a lion has just killed an elephant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had many, many arms, first uprooted Hiranyakasipu's heart and then threw him aside and turned toward the demon soldiers. These soldiers had in thousands to fight with him, but with raised weapons, and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakasipu. But Lord Narsingadev killed all of them merely with the end of his nails. So here, this is Lord killing Hiranyakasipu. So this is like a very wonderful pastime, right? Where Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains. Just Prahlad said, my Lord is there in this pillar. Hiranyakasipu asked, where is your Lord? You are always talking about the Lord is protecting you. Where is your Lord? So Prahlad said, my Lord is everywhere. So then, and he said, is he in this pillar? Is he in the pillar in the assembly hall? So to prove, Prahlad said, yes, my Lord is everywhere. Why not in this pillar? So to prove the word of Prahlad, so Narsingadev appeared from this pillar, and then we read here. So this is like such a wonderful, because to protect the devotee. Lord Krishna Prabhupada, even the small 2-3 sections we read, Prabhupada quotes this sloka, Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. This is the greatest gift or greatest benediction Lord has given. And he is not even saying that he is not proclaiming himself. He is asking Kaunteya, Arjuna, to proclaim this. This is such a, Lord is so merciful to his devotee. He is saying, even though my devotee, something happens, but he is Shibram Bhavati Dharmatma, Saswa Santim Nigachati, Kaunteya Pratijanehi, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Name Bhakta Pranashyati, this is Krishna's guarantee for us actually. So like Prahlad Maharaj is protected all the time. So all the time he is protected. And Krishna sees to that. Even something happens, even at the cost of his own glory. Sometimes Lord Krishna, people say, oh, your Lord is like he's a cheater. Like most of the time, your Krishna, he said he will not pick up the weapon, and he picked up the weapon. What is this? But Krishna doesn't care about all these things. My devotee has to be protected at all costs. Whatever may be, whatever happen, I don't really care. This is Krishna's, this is a Bhakta Vatsala. He is so much attached to his devotee. So now, he's like, whatever the devotee, protect the devotee, whatever has to be done, he is ready to do that. So now we have to ask ourselves a question. If Lord is such a way he is inclined towards us, then how much we should be inclined towards the Lord? That we will read from Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes. So now Narasingadev killed Hiranyakasipu. Now what is happening is Narasingadev is burning in anger. He is very angry and he wants to, he is like a, nobody could, like all the Brahmaji, Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva and all these great personalities are around. They have not seen a fire form like this and they are worried actually. And the, so they are thinking, now, like what can you do? Different, now we will read, we are, so many great personalities are going to offer prayers. But Narasingadev's anger is not subsiding. Because he is all these different people, different personalities, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Even they thought Lakshmi Devi. Okay, Lakshmi Devi is a consort. So she may be knowing this Lord. It's her Lord only. So even Lakshmi Devi says, no, I have not seen a form like this. It is not even, I don't know anything about this form. So even Lakshmi Devi gave up. And then when Lakshmi Devi gave up, then there is no other way. Then all these great personalities decided, now we let us approach Prahlad Maharaj. Because of Prahlad only, this person, this Narasingadev appeared. So let us approach Prahlad Maharaj. Then they approach Prahlad Maharaj. No, you know, you please go and you try to pacify Narasingadev. Because this burning in anger, how this can be, how to subside his anger? Because the universal things have to begin. So here, this Prahlad Maharaj is, now we can just see the reply, what Prahlad Maharaj is saying when the, all the great personalities are asking him, go and pacify. So now I'll just read, this is like a, we'll read little bit only, because after that we have so many things to discuss about Prahlad Maharaj's, so now Hiranyakasipu has been killed. Now, the great saint, oh, this is next chapter is starting already. Sorry. The great saint Narada Muni continued, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. The goddess of fortune Lakshmiji was requested to go before the Lord by all the demigods present, who because of fear could not do so. But even she had never seen such a wonderful and extraordinary form of the Lord, and that she could not approach him. Then thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very near him, my dear son, Lord Narasingadev is extremely angry at your demoniac father. Please go forward and appease the Lord. Narada Muni continued, O king, although the exalted devotee Prahlad Maharaj was only a little boy, he accepted Lord Brahma's words. He gradually proceeded toward Lord Narasingadev and fell down to offer his respectful obeisances with folded hands. When Narasingadev saw the small boy Prahlad prostrated at the soles of his lotus feet, he became most ecstatic in affection towards his devotee. Raising Prahlad, the Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's hand, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all his devotees. By the touch of the Lord's Narasingadev's hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head, Prahlad was completely freed from all material contaminations and desires, as if he had been thoroughly cleansed. Therefore, he at once became transcendentally situated, and all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifest in his body, his heart filled with love, and his eyes with tears. And thus he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his heart. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind at the sight upon Lord Narasingadev with full attention, in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. Prahlad Maharaj prayed, how is it possible for me, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma and all the saintly persons, could not satisfy the Lord by the streams of excellent words. Although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness, then what is to be said of me? I am not at all qualified. Prahlad Maharaj continued, oh, one may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yoga power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. So this is So here we see all these great personalities are praying or requesting Prahlad Maharaj to go forward and then pray to Narsingadev. Normally this is like a, sometimes we get, oh, all the Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, everybody is, so then we get proud. Sometimes, oh yeah, now they are not able to do, now they ask me to do. So sometimes the people get pride. But here we see Narsingadev, Prahlad Maharaj, he is such a humble devotee, he is not, oh, all these great personalities I cannot do, I am just an asura, born in asura family, what I can do. So this is his mood. Always Prahlad Maharaj maintained this mood. And now we can see Prahlad Maharaj, now when he started offering his prayers, automatically Narsingadev's anger is subsided slowly. Because Narsingadev, the whole, like, the reason for his appearance, Narsingadev's appearance is Prahlad. Because this is like we discussed yesterday, Lord Krishna has a mission statement. He says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuktanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious principles and a predominance rise of religion, at that time I descend. That Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. And I said, when he descends, he is paritranaya sadhuna vinasaya dushkrita dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. At that time, he protects the devotees and annihilates the demons and re-establishes the principles of religion. This is his whole task. Lord Krishna's mission statement is like he wanted to protect his devotee. Actually, Lord Narsingadev's main appearance is not so much for killing Hiranyakashipu, because Hiranyakashipu also can be killed in a different way. But he took give protection to this Prahlad Maharaj, and he appeared. And this is like a Lord's special mercy. And he just comes, and here the devotee, when he is offering the prayers, it's like this is the only thing where Prahlad Maharaj says, we may have all the beauty, wealth, knowledge, all these things, but these things are not going to work. To satisfy the Lord, what is needed is just like with the heart. Because Prahlad Maharaj is simplicity. He thinks himself very insignificant. He doesn't think, even Lord Shiva could not, Lakshmiji could not pacify, Lord Brahma could not pacify. And he thinks like, what can I do? This is his helpless condition. So this is the condition very much needed, because we don't want to get pride, like thinking, oh, now I have become big Dada or I can do anything. No, it's not going to happen, because it's not like a Lord, it's not. So that is the mood we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj. And then we are going to read now. So when Prahlad Maharaj offered his prayers, and then this Narsingadev, after seeing this, and he was very, very, so Prahlad Maharaj, so he's saying, Narsingadev, now my Prahlad, you, whatever you wanted to ask, I'm ready to give. So this is Lord giving the benediction. This is benediction. And then Prahlad Maharaj, immediately he said, my dear Lord, I'm already born in asura family. Please do not tempt me in sense gratification. So he's just like, immediately he's saying, no, please don't tempt me. I'm already asura. You give me material opulence and other things, then again I will go astray. Don't please give me. Because normally people go to God, ask for material benediction. Give the dhanam dehi, putram dehi, danyam dehi, this dehi. We go with a shopping list to the Lord actually. But here we find a contrast. Prahlad Maharaj said, don't give me material benediction. Don't give me, because I am already asura. I am born in asura family. I have a temptation for becoming, enjoying sense gratification. Don't give me that. And then he says, no, I don't want to do, I am not a vanik, I am not a vaisya doing business. Because this is a greatest thing, Prahlad Maharaj, because why Prahlad Maharaj is glorified so much? Because he is teaching us such a great thing. We don't want to do business with the Lord. Our duty is to serve the Lord, not to do any business with the Lord. Like that is not, because immediately he said, no, I don't want to do any business with the Lord. Lord, because you are, and he said, what is this material opulence, Lord, you are talking about? This whole, my father, Hiranyakashipu, he had completely, he's just his eyebrows, if it's like a little bit, he raised the eyebrow, all the Indra, Chandra, everybody was afraid actually. Such a personality, you just finished him within a second. What is this? I don't want anything. So then Prahlad Maharaj, then if at all Lord you want to ask something, I will ask something. What is this thing? He said, my father was very inimical to you. He created so much of disturbance to the whole universal system. Please forgive him. Please excuse him. This is sometimes people say, you know, like, oh Prahlad, this is like a father is being killed in front of the son, and then you are not even protesting. Sometimes, you know, like in the material world, you know, like nobody likes, you know, in front of the son, his son is standing and father is being killed. Nobody likes that idea. But here, for sometimes, you know, people may say, oh, you are, what kind of person you are? You are not even protecting your father. But he knows that his father is ultimately, because he prays to the Lord, even though he was such demoniac person, and then finally still his heart is going for the father. This is the Prahlad. Yesterday we were discussing, Prahlad Maharaj never considered as anyone as an enemy actually. No enemy. Devotee does not have any enemy. He says like a Suhurdam Sarva Dehinam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Dev says, this is the characteristics of a devotee. This is like the devotee does not consider Ajata Shatru. Ajata Shatru. He is called Ajata Shatru. He does not consider anyone as his enemy. He takes everyone, Sukhrutam Sarva Dehinam. So Prahlad Maharaj, even though the father gave so much of a hard time, and then still end he is asking, my dear Lord, please excuse my father, because he has done this great atrocity. So then what Narsingadev says, Prahlad, just you are talking about your father, just you happen to take birth in this family, 21 generations, for 21 forefathers have been already liberated actually. 21 generations have been liberated. So this is a one pure devotee in the family, see the effect. One pure devotee of the Lord in the family, 21 generations have been generated. Lord says, no, everybody, we can see. So this is like Lord says, there is nothing like your father is, or not only your father, everybody, 21 generations have been liberated by Narsingadev's mercy. And then Lord continued to offer, no, you still ask something. So then his Prahlad Maharaj says, yeah, if I can ask one more thing. One more thing, what I can do? Because then he says, you know, like, I want to be always in as a servant of my spiritual master. Tava Bhritya Seva. This is one of the words he is using. Tava Bhritya Seva. Because it is a wonderful how Prahlad Maharaj got all this knowledge. Because Prahlad Maharaj never was given any particular instructions after his birth actually. All these things were given when Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of the mother, Kayadu. At that time when Hiranyakashipu was about to... He was doing sacrifices, this all the austerities. At that time, King Indra thought, oh, this is my mother Kayadu, so she is going to deliver some baby, and this will be another big Rakshas. Because already one Rakshas we are struggling, and there is one more Rakshas is going to come. So he was very, very afraid, and then he wanted to kill my Kayadu. So Narada Muni intervened, no, he is not a person, this is a great devotee. Mahabharata is going to take birth in this womb, so don't disturb her. And then Narada Muni took her and then gave all this instruction. And all the instructions, whatever Narada Muni was giving, whether Mother Kayadu received or not, within the womb, Prahlad Maharaj, he received. That's why as soon as he came out, and then everybody was worried, where is this person got this Krishna conscious knowledge actually? He didn't go to any kind of special study or anything, because he was even in the womb of the mother, Prahlad Maharaj heard all these things, and then he became such a great devotee. So this is so he was asking Tava Bhritya Seva. Even though he is seeing Supreme Lord face to face, even at that time also, he is remembering my spiritual master. My spiritual master has given instruction, I am not qualified to render any service directly to you, let me be servant of a servant. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood also, Tava Bhritya Seva. We don't assume that, oh, I will do seva for Krishna directly. No, that is not possible. That is not our position actually. Our position is servant of a servant of a servant of a servant. So that is Prahlad Maharaj exemplifies that in the prayer. He's saying, I want to be servant of yours. So this is then after that, Prahlad Maharaj was given this. Prahlad Maharaj was saying like a beginning also, he said, don't give me material opulence. And Narsingadev gave him a boon also. You will enjoy this material happiness. You will enjoy the material happiness, and the material energy will not touch you. So he gives this benediction also. So this is like Dhruva Maharaj also. Because devotees are very afraid. The position, all this power, all these things, when it comes, one becomes mad actually. When somebody comes, I was listening to a lecture where Indradev, all this, because there are so many devotees are there, like Indra, Chandra, they are also devatas, and they are also devotees of the Lord. But sometimes they forget actually. Sometimes they forget. We forget most of the time, but they forget only sometimes. But the pure devotees, they never forget. So like Prahlad Maharaj is in that category, because he is in the category, this is like a Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Like the nine Anga of devotional service, he represents the perfection of that Vishnu Smaranam is by Prahlad Maharaj. So what happens? Sometimes some people, why Prahlad Maharaj is so much glorified? Because Prahlad Maharaj is so much glorified because in all circumstances, he had darshan of the Lord, and he never forgot Lord actually. In any circumstance. See, on that lecture, Maharaj was explaining, like this is Indradev. Indradev also, sometimes, he's a devotee of the Lord. And Lord Krishna went and fought for Indra and all these things, and then killed all the Bhaumasura, all the demons. And then when Lord Krishna wanted to take the Parijata tree for Mother Satyabhama,
So then he wanted to take, and Indra said, no, I won't give. This is like this Krishna, if he wants, he can thousands and millions of Parijata he can make. But this, he wanted to take that Parijata tree from the heavenly planets, and then Indra had a big fight actually. So this is just, he went there to protect Indra, and then Indra immediately forgot actually. This is a fraction of a second he forgets. So then there is a big fight, and then Lord Krishna has to defeat him and then forcibly take the Parijata tree. So the example is given, so that's why sometimes when we come to power, we forget actually. Power corrupts, no? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Because sometimes when you get to power, we forget actually. But here we see the devotees. So that is why devotee is not foolish. Like, I don't want, why they don't power means. But Krishna gives a special benediction that you, even though you may get power, at that time you will not be bewildered by that power. That Prahlad Maharaj exemplifies that particular aspect actually. And also, not only that, in Srimad Brihad Bahamadamrita, in that other Sanatana Goswami has written that prayer, where all this, so every devotee is glorifying the other devotee. Like Lord Shiva is glorifying Prahlad. So Lord Shiva is saying, "There are, what are you talking about me? I am just like, I am not a devotee." Because this is like the Uttam Adhikari always thinks he is like a low class actually. I am not at all devotee. The Kanishtha Adhikari thinks, I am the greatest devotee, everybody else is fallen actually. So this is the complete opposite actually, complete. But here, Lord Shiva is glorifying Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. He is such a great devotee. He is, for him, Prahlad Narsingadev personally came and he did all these different things actually. So when they approached Prahlad Maharaj said, no, actually Lord cheated me actually. Lord cheated me because he didn't give me, just only one time only he gave me association. He just offered me benediction, material benediction. I am not so dear to the Lord. And then you have to go ask Hanuman. See, Hanuman is a great devotee. Hanuman was always with the Lord. Wherever the Lord went, he also went. Like, this is what the great devotee means. Great devotee does not think that, okay, oh, now I have captured the Lord. Now I am the great devotee of the Lord. He always thinks, I am very, very fallen. Even the category of Prahlad Mara, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, all these great personalities, they feel like that. And then it's how much we have to understand this. We have to understand this is like this great personality teaches, like, even though I may achieve that position, but still, and this is not like nothing to be, we should not get pride. This pride, that's what destroys everything. Krishna does not tolerate the pride actually. Sometimes even we say, sometimes the gopis thought, no, like, I am, that is not a big pride actually, that is like about Krishna only, but still they thought, no, I am with Krishna, the Krishna is with me. Even at that time Krishna disappeared. Krishna does not tolerate that. So this is, so Prahlad Maharaj's the pastimes exemplify so many things like that. Because, and also each and every devotee, like we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, this Mahajana Yena Katasya Panta. So this is like the great authorities, the one we have to follow. This one of the great personalities, Prahlad Maharaj. This is like Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Janaka. This is the Prahlad Maharaj is there. So he's such a great devotee because the Lord always maintains that. And also when, because when Bali Maharaj was there, because always Lord was very, very affectionately inclined towards Bali Maharaj, and even Bali Maharaj's grandson, because of Prahlad Maharaj. Because one great devotee in that family, so the whole family gets this benediction. So this is what this thing, and Prahlad Maharaj's great teaching is like, and he want all of us to take to devotional service from the very early age. Kaumaram acharet pragya. Because yeah, so many instructions of Prahlad Maharaj, you can sit there and keep on discussing till like evening only. That many instructions he has given. But one of the main instruction is Prahlad Maharaj says, this is kaumaram acharet pragya. Because we have to start the devotional practice as early as possible, as I said, five years of age actually. Because otherwise, so we sometimes we think like we keep on postponing, but that is not going to work actually. So we have to take this as seriously, and this, all the instructions of Srila Prahlad Maharaj is like for our benefit actually. Because, and he is like Prahlad Maharaj says, I do not want to, I am not afraid of all this this thing. I don't want to come to Vaikuntha alone. So this is the mood of Prabhupada also, because like you can make the comparison, because Prabhupada could have stayed in Vrindavan. He could have gone alone to Goloka Vrindavan very easily, but he didn't decide to do. He wanted to take all of us actually. That's why he took all the trouble. He took all the trouble and he came to America, and then he did all this, the preaching, everything, because of the mood. Vaishnava is a para dukkha dukki. para dukkha dukki. So he wanted to, same mood of Prahlad Maharaj. Also Prahlad Maharaj says, well, I will want to convert all these demons and I will bring all of them to Vaikuntha. I don't want to come alone to Vaikuntha. So this is the mood of the devotee actually. So for us also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this instruction because this is like this is a great paropakar. Great paropakar we can do because we want to understand this process, we want to study this, and then we want to make our life perfect, then we want to give the knowledge to others. Janma sartaha kari karo paropakar. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request for all of us. It's not only this or that, everyone, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharata Bhumite Manushi Janma Hoila Ja, Janma Sartaha Kari Karo Paropaka. So this is like, we want to take this process seriously, we understand this, and we want to give the knowledge to others also. Because this way, this is the only way we can please our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and previous Acharya. Otherwise, this is not possible. This is the only way we can preach is, that's why Prabhupada always say, if you are happy, if you think you got some benefit from me, please give the knowledge. So this is what we have to do also. From our side, whatever little, maybe we can talk to one person. We may not have to give a big bhashan or anything. Just even talk to one person and try to give this knowledge. Little bit of knowledge. Maybe a family member or some neighbor, some friend, some office mate, something or other. That if we can try to do, then Krishna says, there is no devotee more dear to me than one who preaches the glories of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, this is like a, he is very dear because we will be in the good books of Krishna. So, and for him, for Krishna guarantees that for that person, automatically his elevation to the spiritual world is guaranteed. So we take this great opportunity of this Narasimhadev's appearance day and Prahlad Maharaj's glories. We hear this and then we keep on putting, like this is like a, we have to understand this and assimilate it and we have to put that into practice actually. So then we get the full benefit. Otherwise, sometimes we may have a bookish knowledge. Oh yeah, I know about Narasimhadev, I know about Prahlad Maharaj, then I will continue with my, that is not, we have to, even whatever little we learn, we try to put that into practice in our life. Then we get the full benefit. So on this day, we pray to Narasimhadev, pray to Prahlad Maharaj and all the deities and Acharya, so that we also get some inspiration from Prahlad Maharaj and this great devotee. And then we also try to engage in devotional service, taking their blessings, and we can go forward. So, let's try to stop here. And if there are any questions or comments, Hare Krishna Prabhu.
How do we remain fearless without becoming proud?
Yeah, this is. So, remain fearless without pride, because when whatever we have, whatever, like for example, if we have some opulence. That opulence is given by Krishna. If you understand that, then it is nothing. Because most of the people, why they become pride, is like they think they have achieved this. They have achieved it by their hard work or this or that. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, see, whatever you have, all this, your knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance, everything comes from me. Krishna only gives the knowledge. Krishna only gives the forgetfulness. Krishna only gives the remembrance. All these things provided by Krishna. So that is why he said, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachin. He said in Bhagavad Gita, you become an instrument of mine. So if you think you are an instrument, then there is nothing to be proud about that. Yes, Krishna is making me as a, using me, utilizing me as an instrument. So there is nothing, because this is not like a my special this thing, no? Like anybody can do. So, but this is Krishna, somehow, no, he is using me as an instrument. So, I don't have to be proud about it, this thing. That's why, no, like, then fearless. Then Krishna is the protector. Like Prahlad Maharaj, that's why Saranagati, there is a sloka coming. There is a sloka, it says, what is Saranagati? Sometimes people say, what is Saranagati? Saranagati means, it's not like one fine morning, you get up, Saranagati will just fall from the roof. No, not going to fall like that. Saranagati is a gradual process. Anukulyasya sankalpam. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Anukulyasya sankalpam means accepting things which are favorable to Krishna consciousness. Pratikulyasya varjanam, rejecting things which are not favorable. Okay, that is rakshisyati iti viswaso. Rakshisyati iti viswaso. That means Krishna will be the protector. Viswaso means we have to study viswasa, that faith that Krishna is my protector. Goptrute varnantata atmanikshepa karpanye sadviti saranagati. The 6 items of surrender. So surrender starts like that only. It's not that immediately we get fearless. No, we may not get that. But slowly and steadily, yes, we have to do things favorable to Krishna consciousness, reject things unfavorable, and then slowly
things will start.
So, but as long as we are in the right path, the fearless, because that is why Abhaya, this prayer is the Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Bajahure Mana. So that sloka, that song, so Abhaya Charanara Vindare. So that we can take. How we can take shelter of the Abhaya Charanara is because of the dependency on the Lord. The child is dependent on the mother. Mother doesn't have like a, so otherwise, now like we say, now, okay, I have insurance, I have taken this comprehensive, that, I have taken all of that. Still, Krishna, anyway, anything fails, just you protect me. That is not Saranagati, actually. That is like a Krishna, using Krishna as like, if this fails, that fails, Krishna, please look after me. No, not that type of thing. Krishna, you are my only shelter. That's very difficult also, it's not easy. When you have money, when you have houses, when you have bank balance, all these things, now, like, why should I depend on Krishna? This will protect me. Alfred Hospital is there. Emergency is there. ICU is there. This is there. That is there. I have all the comprehensive cover is there. Why should I depend on Krishna actually? That's what normally we think actually. But all these things may be there. But if Krishna's tick is not there, you may not come back out of the ICU. Everything will be there. You may be the great personality. You may be the best doctor in the world. Best medicine. Best everything. The tick is not there, then you are not out actually. So but if you are bad, everything will be worst also, but Krishna has a tick, he will still out actually. Because that is why we have to, that's why even though Prahlad Maharaj, see this is a great example, Prahlad is a great example, his father completely terrorized the universe, but he didn't have any fear. All blood Brahma, like all devatas, demigods, they were afraid, but Prahlad was not afraid. Because he had full conviction that my Lord will protect me. So this will come. So it's like a slowly and steadily will come. We should not, Prahlad got so, I may not. No, everybody is entitled. Actually. Everybody is entitled. It's not that only Prahlad is entitled. Yes, Prahlad is a great devotee. But if we follow in the footsteps of Prahlad, we also will get the mercy of Nrisingadev. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
How does one develop the mood of Paradukha Dukhi? How do you get that?
Paradukha Dukhi, this is a... Normally, like somebody has protected us. So today, we are in a situation by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of the acharyas or the other devotees. So they have done some favor to us. So like how we can, normally even the, you go to the post office, you give somebody, you borrow something, thank you. Immediately we say thank you, correct? Yes, even something, little thing done, we immediately say thank you. Get up from the seat, they say thank you. So you say, everything. Simple things we say thank you. But here somebody has saved our life. Otherwise we have to rot in this material world for millions of births. So somebody has said, so then we normally say thank you. So what that thank you means, like how do you say that thank you? It's like somebody has saved me, now it is my duty to at least I want to give this knowledge to others. So then you have to have the compassion. That compassion comes because we see the if somebody is not compassionate to me, I won't be sitting here. Correct? Somebody was compassionate. Somebody spent some time. Sometimes the devotees will write, this is useless. You can't deal with this person. No, we should never write up. Try to give as much as possible. So that way, if you are showing some compassion to you, then Krishna is very, very happy. Because he is very, you are showing compassion to my son. Because, so then Krishna says, he gives you more understanding, more realization. Because what you are doing, you are not doing your job, you are doing Krishna's job. Krishna's mission is to reclaim everyone actually. So when you preach, when you try to compassionate towards other person, or when you see the difficulty of the other person, or then you immediately, and you have the medicine also. So this is another thing. Sometimes people are compassionate, but they don't know what to give. They don't know the medicine. Sometimes that is why they go do all this philanthropic, all these activities. But here the devotees, they are very compassionate and they have the right medicine. The right medicine being Harinama Sankirtan, this association. So when they give medicine, then they get the benefit. So then Krishna sees that and say, you are trying to do my job. You are trying to simplify my job. And then he is very, very favorably inclined towards you. So that way, there's many ways you can think at this. One is somebody has saved us, so and we also obligated to give this. That's why Prabhupada very simple. Prabhupada said, if you have got some benefit, try to give this knowledge to others. So because of compassion only, you are here. Prabhupada's compassion, we are here. If Prabhupada said that I'm sitting in Vrindavan only, then we will never be here actually. So that compassion mood we have to. That's why Titikshava, Karunika, this is Srimad Bhagavatam says, this is steps, the devotee's characteristics of Titikshava, Karunika, Suhrudam Sarvadehinam. Suhrudam Sarvadehinam. He's not interested only his own welfare. Like Prahlad Maharaj said, no, Prahlad, I am not afraid. I am just, but I want to take all the demons, all my friends back home, back to God. So that is a Karunika. So he wants to compassion towards the other living entity. So that we have to develop actually. That's what we have, our whole aim. Why we are here in the material world is to develop that also. Somebody has shown, then we have to give this knowledge to others also and then be compassionate to them. Hope it answers something. Hare Krishna Prabhuji?
You mentioned earlier that King Indra forgot Krishna for a moment and some never seen him. Or a very unlikely devotee to forget Krishna momentarily and some demigods. So if they can forget Krishna, what hope do I have?
Yeah, that is what we always have to think actually. If all the devatas, they can forget Krishna, because devatas are also devotees, they are not pure devotees actually. Prabhupada says, like, they are also, they can forget Krishna. So that is why our prayer is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays like that, is like this thing, when we get power, when we get opulence, when we get position, we'll try to. That's why we have to always remind that position. Like, no, I don't want to. Because even though power may be given to me, but somehow, no, like, I have to remember. So that's why Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, all these great personalities, they kept this thing as a first condition. No, I don't want to get in. Because, like, when I get in, then I may forget Krishna. So yes, that is a very fear. That's why the fearing propensity, how we can use in Krishna's service is this way. The fearing propensity, not, oh yeah, I am immune to everything, I will just go. That's it, finished actually. We can't do anything. So the fearing propensity, yeah, we have to fear Maya. Because Krishna is very powerful, yes, no doubt about that. But Maya is also very powerful. As long as I am in shelter of Krishna, I am protected. But if I am not, then I will be always eaten up by this Maya. So that fear we have to use in Krishna, sir. Yes. If I am careless, if I do indulge in these things, Maya may catch me. So any inch, give an inch, then completely swallow everything. So that's why that fearing propensity you can use in Krishna service. I don't want to, yes, not that I am fearless, I will do everything. Yes, we are fearless, but when it comes to appropriate situation, yes, we have to be careful. We have to use the fearing propensity that, oh yeah, I should be careful not to indulge in something which is going to jeopardize my Krishna consciousness. Yes, that we have to be. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
We were discussing that Prahlad Maharaj was protected by the Lord and
yes, Prabhu.
Sometimes if a neophyte devotee may get sick or some relative may pass away, so the faith is shaken that Krishna didn't protect me. So how can we...
How to understand? Yeah. So this is a very... sometimes, you know, like if a neophyte devotee is sick or something happens in the family... And the Krishna may, maybe the person may pass away also sometimes. You know, like, sometimes we write the prayers, please pray for this devotee is in ICU, please pray for him. You know, like, so, and after a few days we say, oh, the devotee passed away. Oh, what is this? So we are asked the devotees to pray, and they all pray to the Lord, and then the devotee passed away. What kind of prayers are there? Sometimes people, like, this is what Prabhu is asking. Actually, it is interesting. When Parikshit Maharaj was in the womb of the mother, Parikshit Maharaj was in the womb of the mother. At that time, Mother Uttara approached Lord Krishna. And then, Lord Krishna personally intervened and then he saved Parikshit Maharaj. Krishna was there at that time also. And the same Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by the Brahman boy, Shringi, Brahmana. And then he cursed him, that snake bite. At that time, Krishna didn't protect him. Sometimes, like Krishna, he protects, sometimes he's not protected. It's not like Krishna is not whimsical. There is a reason behind that. Sometimes, yes, Krishna protects. Sometimes Krishna does. But what we have to understand is Krishna, the protection of the body is not that important as the protection of the soul. Okay, sometimes it's very difficult for a neophyte to understand that. So they may say, I thought maybe we all pray, then we'll come back out. But yes, because there is a karma behind. So this is a big, very detailed circle. No? Like, it's not like just by somebody is in the hospital and somebody prays. Yeah, the protection is there. And this is also Krishna says, Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajam. As you surrender, I reciprocate. Because there are so many classes are there. It's not like, yes,
as we follow the process, yes, Krishna's protection is there. There is nothing like, I'm a neophyte devotee, therefore Krishna will not protect. No, neophyte devotee also Krishna protects. But also there is another thing, you have to, according to this thing, but somebody completely surrenders to Krishna, he completely indemnifies that person from all the, whatever your slate, a clean slate, and then you don't have any karma. So then there is no question of, the way we have to understand is, sometimes Krishna protects the body. Sometimes Krishna may not protect the body. So we are not, but Krishna is, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, what does it mean? My devotee will not die. Not like that. My devotee will not perish. He will not come back to this material world and he will again get into this material rut again. That is what Krishna is saying. Krishna is not saying, because that way we see all the pure devotees also, they finish their pastime, they go. So it's not like it's not a question of death actually. So Krishna protects the soul, again goes back home, back to God. That protection, that is what Kshema, that is the real protection, Krishna's protection. So it's sometimes, that is why we leave it to the hands of Krishna. Krishna, if you protect, if you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he says, if you embrace me or you make me broken hearted, you are my Lord unconditionally. So whether Krishna protects me, my body, or doesn't protect my body, that is immaterial. Krishna may protect the body or Krishna may not protect the body. It is up to him, like according to his calculation. So Krishna sometimes, when the letter Srila Prabhupada wrote, when like a Jayananda Prabhu left his body, Krishna has been very merciful to you and has relieved you from the sick body. So taken you back home. So Acharya can say that. Acharya knows, okay, this is what the situation is. Krishna has taken. So you may not argue, he did so many things for Krishna, why Krishna didn't save his body? Same way. Krishna has same way. Parikshit Maharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam had to be spoken. So Lord Krishna said, yes, this time let it go like that. So there is this, we have to understand like that. So then there is no, we have to explain. Because this is, so that's why when we pray, we don't pray only for, let the person come back to normalcy. Spiritual well-being. One is material well-being and another is spiritual well-being. So that's why normally when we pray, we don't only pray for material well-being. We pray always material well-being. Yes, better. That is also needed sometimes. And we need spiritual well-being. So that's why we pray for material and spiritual well-being. Actually, spiritual well-being comes automatically, material well-being follows also. So that's my understanding. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Narsingadev Bhagavan ki jai.